A 10-year-old, two rabbis, and a Holocaust survivor. Who are the Bondi shooting victims? How Bondi's Hanukkah festival turned from joy to horror within minutes. FBI foils New Year's Eve terror plot across Southern California, officials say. Rob Reiner's son Nick arrested for murder after director and wife found dead. U.S. offers Ukraine strong security guarantees, but territory still unresolved. Pro-democracy Hong Kong tycoon Jimmy Lai convicted in high-profile national security trial. Iranian Nobel laureate taken to hospital after violent arrest, family says. Dozens killed in Morocco flash floods. Smooth end to Messi. India tour after Kolkata chaos. Chile elects far-right Jose Antonio Kast as next president. Two victims named as hunt resumes for Brown University gunmen. Never give up. Belarusian prisoners celebrate release after U.S. lifts sanctions. Five arrested over plot to attack German Christmas market. How divides emerged at the heart of Trump's MAGA world. Epstein's UK flights had alleged British abuse victims on board, BBC finds. I've grown up in fear. Jewish Australians say rising anti-Semitism made attack predictable. What it would take to stop Putin fighting in Ukraine. What we know so far about the Brown University shooting. BBC visits flower-lined Bondi Pavilion after attack. How the Bondi Beach shooting unfolded. How the Bondi Beach shooting unfolded minute by minute. Eyewitness captures moment man tackles and disarms Bondi shooter. BBC captures celebrations as Belarus frees political prisoners. Gold. Silver prices pull back from recent gains with non-farm payrolls on tap. Oil slips on Russia-Ukraine peace deal talks, weak China data. Oil prices dip on weak supply outlook. Russia-Ukraine peace talks in focus. Trump weighs order to loosen federal marijuana restrictions. Brazil's Petrobras sees no production impact as strikes kick off in oil platforms and refineries. Oil prices fall as supply outlook offsets disruptions in Venezuelan flows. Venezuela's PDVSA suffers cyber attack. Tankers make U-turns amid tensions with U.S. U.S. demands EU exempt its gas from methane emissions law. Document shows Chevron lowers price of Venezuelan crude after U.S. forces seize tanker. Serbia's prosecutor files to indict minister in connection with Kushner project. Shares of LG Energy Solution fall 6% after Ford retreats from EV push. Exclusive, top Indian arms makers held rare meetings in Russia on potential joint ventures, sources say. Shell's M&A chief exits after blocked BP acquisition proposal report. Anglo-American, tech resources win Canadian approval for $50 billion takeover. Australian stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.42%. Private credit pressures to fuel further defaults in 2026, says Morningstar. DBRS MBK, Yungpung seek court injunction to block Korea Zinc's share sale plan. China AI chip firm Byron to launch Hong Kong IPO in coming weeks, sources say. Asia stocks. Bernstein asks if the unwind risk has passed Ford's $19.5 billion EV write-down. Five things to know. Japan's private sector activity continues modest growth in December. India's private sector growth slows to 10-month low in December. Japan manufacturing PMI improves in DEC, services steady. Japan's manufacturing sector contracts at slower pace in December. PMI shows Australia consumer sentiment falls sharply in DEC on inflation jitters. Westpac New Zealand house prices rise in November as demand stable. U.S. homebuilder sentiment inches up to 8-month high. December Canada. October factory sales down 1 chemicals wood. Empire State Manufacturing Inc. takes a plunge, underperforms expectations. Stocks struggle before jobs data, central bank meetings. Morning bid. Markets in grinchy mood before data deluge. India's private sector growth hits 10-month low as year ends on softer note, PMI shows. Bank of Korea says excessive liquidity alone not behind FX, property market volatility.